Welcome. We've gathered together just to praise the Lord. Remember the words of the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Our Father, our hearts are full of praise and gratitude, because while we were still estranged from you by our choices and rebellion, you loved us and built a human bridge to us with the life of your very own Son. Thank you that we can never drift from your presence, that if we ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide us and your strength support us. Thank you for your persistent love. Thank you for the family of God, who lift us when we fall, encourage us when we're weak, and rejoice when we conquer. Thank you for the earth and nature, the beauty that reminds us of your awesome creativity and our responsibility to protect it. Thank you for children who keep wonder and hope in our lives. Thank you for your word, the Bible, that speaks to us fresh every morning with living truth and ageless wisdom. It is a light to our path in a dark world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our hearts are so full of praise for what you have done, for what you will do here, and for what you are.
Song to the Lord, telling about his mighty deeds, for he has won a mighty victory by his power and holiness. He has announced this victory to every nation by fulfilling his promise to be kind to Israel. The whole earth has seen God's salvation of his people.
That is why the earth breaks out in praise to God and sings for utter joy. Join us. Sing your praises accompanied by music from the harp.
Let the cornets and trumpets shout.
Greatness. Praise him with the tambourines and praise him with the processional. Praise him with stringed instruments.
Publish his glorious acts throughout the earth. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Praise him with horns. Praise him with cymbals. Yes, with loud clanging cymbals.
Make a joyful symphony before the Lord.
Let the whole earth and all those living on it shout glory to the Lord.
Lord. Sing it everywhere around the world. Each day, tell someone that he saves.
Let the waves clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord.
Let the trees of the forest rustle in praise. Let all that have life and breath praise the Lord.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, what a wonderful song. Let's just praise the Lord. The Bill Gaither Chorale, beginning our Call to Worship program today. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. That actually is the opening cut for Bill Gaither's Alleluia, The Praise Continues. What a wonderful work that is. In the background right now, it's Tom Keene at the piano, and the songs Praise You, Father, and Jesus, Name Above All Names. Coming up a little later on in our broadcast, we're going to share with you Psalm 61 out of the New Living Translation. A wonderful short little psalm. It's only 8 verses in length, but it has a wonderful, wonderful thought about crying out to the Lord, because that's our theme today, how God will listen to our cry and He will hear our prayer. One of the great verses in that psalm says, "Then I will always sing praises to your name as I fulfill my vows day after day." We'll share this psalm with you just a little later on in the broadcast. And as I mentioned, our theme today is going to be about just crying out to the Lord. Sometimes that's what we need to do. Our hearts get heavy, we don't know where to turn, and sometimes we just need to get on our knees and cry out to the Lord. We'll share some verses from Scripture about how many different individuals throughout Scripture cried out to the Lord, and how we can do that too in this day and age, how our heart's cry touches the very heart of God. And sometimes the end of our rope is often the beginning of God's supernatural help for us as we cry out to Him. We'll talk more about that a little later on in our broadcast. I want to thank you for joining us today here on Call to Worship. And I pray that the songs that we use, the Scripture I've already talked about, the devotional, all of it will be a blessing to you, and that God might really anoint this program with His Holy Spirit. The reason we're here today is to praise God, to bow before Him in adoration and worship. That is why we were created in the first place, to give Almighty God praise and worship. We read in Revelation how the four living creatures continually say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Well, we want to do that too today, here on A Call to Worship, with songs of adoration and praise. Let's ask God's blessing on our program today. Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege You give all of us to come into Your presence in the name of Jesus to praise Your holy name. Father, I want You to take pleasure in our adoration today. We all bow before You with willing hearts to serve You and to thank You for all that You have done for us, especially thanking You for Jesus, the very image of Your person, who came to this earth to live among us, to tell us how much you loved us, and then to die for us on the cross of Calvary. Through his sacrificial death and the shedding of his blood, we can have eternal life and have the penalty of all of our sins covered by the blood of the Lamb. So we don't have to worry about that anymore, Lord. By grace we have been saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, Lord. It's a gift from you. And we thank you and we praise you, Father, for that gift. We love you and we want to worship you today. And as I mention each week, Lord, if somebody happened to tune in and they do not know that their sins are forgiven, maybe they've never committed their lives to Jesus Christ, have never accepted him as their Messiah, their Savior and Lord and coming King, Father, I pray that the music that we use today might be used by your Holy Spirit to draw them closer to you. And Father, for all of us, we pray that your Holy Spirit might just flood into our lives so that we know that you are there. That Holy Spirit, according to your word, is a down payment that you have given to us as proof that you will carry out what you have planned and what you've started in our lives. Heavenly Father, your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in our midst. So, Father, because we are gathering in the name of the Lord today, and we are here to worship you and to praise your holy name, we believe by faith, Father, that your Holy Spirit is now with us. Wherever we are, as we gather together, the Holy Spirit is right here. And we know, Lord, that when the Spirit of the Lord is in this place, our hearts are warmed by your embrace. All our doubts and our fears we find erased when the Spirit of the Lord is in this place.
When the Spirit of the Lord is in this place, our hearts are warm by his embrace. All our doubts
What a beautiful chorus that is. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. And now as Greg Buchanan plays the harp in the background, let me share with you Psalm 61, a psalm of David. A psalm to be accompanied by stringed instruments, it says in the Word of God. And today I'd like to share this psalm with you from the New Living Translation. Hear my prayer. From the ends of the earth I will cry to you for help, for my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me an inheritance reserved for those who fear your name. Add many years to the life of the king. May his years span the generations. May he reign under God's protection forever. Appoint your unfailing love and faithfulness to watch over him. Then I will always sing praises to your name as I fulfill my vows day after day.
Moment by moment by moment by moment. Moment by moment by moment by moment. Moment by moment I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment I fly from above, looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine.
Dying with Jesus by death reckoned mine, living with Jesus a new life divine. Looking to Jesus till glory doth
love.
I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Sandy Patty her song, It Is Well with My Soul. And in the background right now, Larry Dalton Piano and Orchestra, Oh, the Glory of Your Presence. Coming up later in our program today, our devotional by Dr. David Jeremiah is Just Cry Out. The person who comes passionately before God is crying out from the heart. It is the urgent appeal of the soul, looking and searching earnestly for God's presence. As children of God, we have the inalienable right to bear our souls before our Father and pour out our hearts before Him. The heart cry of the desperate person isn't concerned about how his petition is worded or phrased. All that matters now is the unburdening of the soul before our God. Praise God that He knows our frame. And when we are weakest, He is strongest. Our painful pleas come before His ears, and He inclines His heart toward us. The end of our rope is often the beginning of God's supernatural help. He waits for us to come to Him with our heavy loads so that He may reveal Himself to us as our great and awesome God. We'll be sharing this devotional by Dr. David Jeremiah, Just Cry Out, a little later on in our broadcast today. I want to thank you for your letters and your financial help of this radio ministry. And now that we're in July, I have an offer for you for a little booklet by Dr. David Jeremiah called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life. This little booklet has about 100 different devotionals, each about a minute in length. Sometimes we think we can't spend a lot of time studying the Word, but this little booklet, you can carry it in your car, carry it in your purse. And if you've got a minute, here's a little devotional by Dr. David Jeremiah about God's omnipotence, God's truth, courage, second coming, all kinds of devotionals in this booklet. It's my gift to you when you write to us this month and send a financial gift for this ministry. You write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Now, this is a brand new address here at Call to Worship, so take it down. Call to Worship, 2070. That's 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And don't forget, you can find us on the internet as well at www.calltoworship.us. On that website, you'll find a complete playlist for today's broadcast. You'll find the scripture that we share and some other things there too. And you can also make your gift on that website. And if you make a gift this month on that website, we'll also send you this booklet, A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life. So check us out, www.calltoworship.us, and our new mailing address for Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Well, let's get back to this song now by Larry Dalton's piano and orchestra, Oh, the Glory of Your Presence.
weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. Remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. And when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, come to Jesus, go on, sing for Jesus, fall on Jesus, then cry on Jesus, dance for Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus.
Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our program today, we shared with you Psalm 61. The very first verse of that psalm says, Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. Today I'm going to talk about just crying out to God. Several years ago, Charles Stanley met a wise friend, and he shared with him that when he came to an impasse in life, he simply cried out to God. As we study Scripture, we can find many instances where many people came to the Lord with desperate pleas. They cried out to God, and He answered their intense pleas with His saving help. There are many times in Scripture where this happened. In Exodus chapter 3, the Hebrews cried out to God to save them from the oppressive Egyptians. In 1 Samuel, Samuel cried out to the Lord to save the Israelites from the hostile Philistines. King Jehoshaphat cried to Jehovah when a vast army surrounded Jerusalem. We find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Remember Jonah? Jonah cried out to God from the stomach of a whale. Many of the Psalms that we share are simply the result of David and others crying out to the Lord. The person who comes passionately before God is crying out from the heart. It is the urgent appeal of the soul, looking and searching earnestly for God's presence. As far as I know, the only requirement is that we are righteous before God. Now, a righteous person is not a perfect person, but one who has accepted Christ as Savior and has been imputed with the righteousness of Christ. Psalm 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them." As children of God, we have the inalienable right to bear our souls before our Father and pour out our hearts before Him. We should follow the example of David. Psalm 142:2 said, "He poured out his complaint before the Lord." The heart cry of the desperate person isn't concerned about how his petition is worded or even phrased. All that matters is an unburdening of the soul before God. It is, after all, the heart that God is most interested in. And the person who comes in heartfelt need is never turned away by our gracious Lord. I think the most powerful element of sincere cries before the Savior is that in our humble state, we recognize that God is the only answer. When David was hiding in the cave from the terror of King Saul, he cried out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me, it says in Psalm 57:2. Our only option is for God Almighty to act on our behalf. We have looked to others for help and found them wanting. We have tried our own resources and they have been insufficient. Unless God intervenes, we have no hope. Praise God that He knows our frame, and when we are weakest, He is strongest. Our painful pleas come before His ears, and He inclines His heart toward us. He gives us the mercy and grace that we need to bear up under the load or to release us from the burden. The end of our rope is often the beginning of God's supernatural help. Let me share that with you one more time. The end of our rope is often the beginning of God's supernatural help. He waits for us to come to Him with our heavy loads so that He may reveal Himself to us as our great and awesome God. Never be afraid to cry out to the Lord, to get down on your face and knees and let the tears flow and the pain come to the surface. He will answer you with His saving presence. He promises that. Psalm 40 verse 1 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry." Our heart's cry touches the very heart of God. Oh God, I know that You hear the cries of my heart, and You understand all my pain and all my hurts and all my needs. Sometimes I am unable to put them into words, but even then You know the pain of my heart, and You meet me with Your loving kindness. I am so grateful that You allow me to unburden my soul by coming to You in my distresses. Thank You that You never turned me away or tuned me out. You were always there for me, and You always will be.
God understands your sorrow. He sees your falling tears and whispers, I am with you. Now falter not nor fear. He understands your deepest grief. He bears, so let him bear your burden. He understands and cares. God understands your weakness. He knows the tempter's power, and he'll walk beside you, however dark the hour. He understands your longing, your deepest grief. He bears, friend, let him bear all of your burden. He understands and cares. If you'll trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. God understands and cares. Oh,
what a wonderful song by Dave Boyer, God Understands. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. And in honor of your gift this month, we'll be sending out to you this wonderful booklet by Dr. David Jeremiah, A Minute a Day, 100 different short devotionals just for you. You can write to me here, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you can also check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And you can also make your gift on that website, too. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Master's Chorale, soloist Penny Schaefer, and her song entitled Trust His Heart.
All things work for our good, though sometimes we can't see how they could. Struggles that break our hearts in two sometimes blind us to the truth. Our Father knows what's best for us. His ways are not our own. So when your pathway grows dim
and you just can't see Him,
remember you're never alone. God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. When you don't understand,
is far.